Hachette Audio presents Look Out for the Fitzgerald Trouts, written by Esta Spalding, read by Caitlin Kelly. This program includes a Mac and PC-compatible PDF of illustrations. For Gemma, who gave notes. Chapter 1. For many years, the four Fitzgerald Trout children, Kim, Kimo, Pippa, and Toby, lived happily in the little green car in the parking lot beside the beach. But all that came to an end one Saturday when the sun rose over the ocean and its light shone through the windshield of the car where the Fitzgerald Trout children had slept very badly. Badly enough to change everything. Kim, who was 11 and the oldest of the children, had tossed and turned, trying to stretch out in her seat beside the steering wheel. She had spent most of her sleepless night thinking about how she wanted to live in a real house with a real bed. Kimo, much wider than Kim, with a broad back and shoulders, had had an even worse night's sleep. But because he was more practical, he hadn't spent the night dreaming of a bed. He spent the night fiddling with the knob of his seat, trying to get it to tilt farther back. It hadn't worked, and now he climbed out of the car, stretching in the morning light and rubbing his cramped arms and legs. Kim joined him, and they left Pippa and Toby, the youngest two Fitzgerald Trouts, tossing and turning in the back seat, where they too had spent a long, sleepless night. As Kim quietly opened the trunk of the car to retrieve her toothbrush and toothpaste, she found that she was thinking, for maybe the millionth time, about the Perfects. They were a family of four wonderful children in Kim's favorite book. The Perfects lived in a stately house on a suburban street, where mothers pushed strollers and fathers taught kite flying in the park. The Perfects was so precious to Kim that she kept the book close to her at all times, either in the glove compartment of the car or under the front seat. Kim wished that her family could be just like the Perfects.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?